Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks will receive, and he that seeks will find, and to him that knocks it shall be opened unto him. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son would ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Matthew chapter 7 verse 7-11. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or, if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke chapter 11 verse 9-13. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus leaves no room for doubt. Those who ask will receive, those who seek will find, and to those who knock, the door will be opened. This is not religious ritual, this is relationship. A child coming to a loving father. If even flawed human parents give good gifts to their children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things, and above all, the Holy Spirit, to those who ask him? So let every hesitation fall away. Come boldly, come continually, come confidently, asking, seeking, knocking. Not for temporary blessings alone, but for the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, the greatest gift of all. For the Father is willing. The promise is certain. The door is open. Ask and receive.